Dear 20 years ago me, it's absurd to regret life decisions because you learn more from the bad ones than the good, but there are moments in my life that I contemplate and cringe. As a child, I liked writing, but I never considered it as a career. The children of immigrants from Hounslow aspire to work at Heathrow Airport or to become lawyers. With a fear of flying, the bar beckoned. At the time, my closest and only connection to the publishing industry was an ex-flatmate who was temping at a literary agency. She now works in IT in Sydney. Law was quite good to me. It paid the deposit on a flat. I spent underemployed afternoons writing a novel that made me laugh. Nothing much has changed. I wasn't the least self-conscious about distributing the manuscript to my friends. Some things have changed. And one of them handed it to an acquaintance who wanted to be a literary agent. It made him laugh too, so he asked if he could sell it, and he did. I mentioned my news to the ex-flatmate, and she mentioned it to her temporary boss, who gave me a call. Now, here's my blindingly obvious advice. Don't listen to flattering drivel from people who are only interested in profit margins. Friend's boss told me to break all contact with the first agent, and if you're reading this, I'm still blushing. Friend's boss took the commission, rang me once, and then dumped me a few years later after I had failed to make the massive financial returns that he anticipated. You could say that friend's boss was quite right, and that this is exactly how capitalism works. It's certainly a point of view. You could also say that the real moral of the story is never to work with people who don't laugh at your jokes, particularly when you're supposed to be a comic writer. I went on to make many more poor decisions, taking paid commissions to write embarrassing titles that are still available on Amazon, for example. You couldn't have known this 15 years ago, but an internet presence exists forever. And now you have teenage children who know how to Google. But I'm still a girl from Hounslow, and every one of those titles, please don't Google, paid a bill and enabled me to give up law, stay at home and write jokes. So one more piece of advice. Unless you're incredibly lucky, it takes a very long time to make the right friends whose literary judgment you trust, but you might eventually find some. And there are quite a few at the RLF.